On the Indian Creek Watershed Project field tour, I'm visiting with Richard Breckenridge, and I know, Richard, you work for Illinois EPA. Tell me what you do for the organization.
Well, currently I do agricultural and rural community policy for the agency. So I am that intersect between agriculture and the environmental community.
Wonderful. Great position to be in at times, I'm sure. An interesting one, I'm sure. Well, as I understand it, Illinois EPA is a partner in this watershed project here, supplying some of the funding for that, which I'm sure these farmers really appreciate. Tell me a little bit about the reasons for why EPA is involved and, you know, what you've seen, what you hope to see come out of this project.
Well, the one reason we're involved is very obvious, water quality. Water quality is an issue across the nation. The Chesapeake Bay, Grand Lake in Ohio make a great deal of news in terms of the issues that they're dealing with. Here in Illinois, we're part of this great environment called the Mississippi River Basin. That basin is used by millions of people. Water quality becomes a problem as population grows, and as that population grows, it intersects with agriculture. Agriculture occupies a majority of the land in this watershed and thus is identified as a contributor of some of the contaminants that we see, phosphates, nitrates, dissolved oxygen, some of those issues that lead to streams that are at risk.
Well, I had one farmer whose farm we were on today tell me that he's involved because he wants to make sure he's doing the best he can to take care of his land. I think a message that we don't always see getting out into the non-farm community, but hopefully through projects like this and in inviting some of us media types out here, that's a message that should get out. I mean, in your experience, do you see farmers really taking a vested, and in this case, proactive interest in helping become better conservationists?
We sure do. And as we talked earlier this morning, we see this great opportunity for a volunteer collaboration between environmental groups and the farm agricultural community, one that we really have seen evolve here and be a success here at Indian Creek. And that's replicated across the state and other watersheds. It's just one of the things we see today is getting the ag community out to tell their story, because this goes back to the Dust Bowl days when the Conservation Service was created. Fast forward to today, a lot of times we have forgotten how to talk about that message of conservation on the farm. And because of the water quality issues, we now see a number of opportunities to not only talk about it from the agricultural perspective, but from the environmental. But then we can also begin to look at what are the things we can do. We looked at water sampling, water modeling, so we can understand better what's happening in our watersheds. We look at the best management practices. We saw special nitrogen products that are slow release. We talk about tile drainage. We talk about buffer strips, biomass. All of those are today evolving best management practices that the ag community can employ to address water quality. And so there is this great opportunity for a volunteer effort, for an opportunity to have the agricultural community talk about what they are doing in a most positive manner. And it's this great collaboration. Here we stand today with CTIC, Karen Scanlon, their executive director, this wonderful project, NRCS, IEPA, John Deere, Case IH. What a wonderful collaboration of partners that we have. This happens across the state in varying degrees. This one happens to be very successful.
Well, I am just glad I had the opportunity to come back, because this is the second year for this project, and by all the looks, we've got some progress being made here. So hopefully that information will come to fruition. I know the project's got some time left in it, but the idea is, I guess, to help get that information out so other farmers can maybe make use of some of these practices that they're learning about here. Thank you very much, Richard Breckenridge with Illinois EPA. We're here at the Indian Creek Watershed Project Field Tour. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.